For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill, we drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm gonna go through my whole contact list and dive head first into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast, brought to you by our friends at Dodge. Dodge was ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first U.S. brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com today. And of course, our friends over at J.B. Weld. J.B. Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, J.B. Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA.
So we'll get into Monterey, what car we're bringing to Monterey, what movies we're watching at Monterey. Little Fall Guy talk.
Yeah.
Get into the new Ford Maverick, new mini pickup truck. Matt's driving impressions of the Ram TRX, which he drove out here today. And first, I'll tell you about Meguiar's. Over the past few years, Meguiar's has launched the next generation of protective products specifically geared toward DIYers. Hybrid ceramic spray wax, bright blue bottle, advanced SiO2 hybrid technology delivers ceramic wax protection and durability beyond traditional wax. Meguiar's hybrid ceramic liquid wax, long-lasting ceramic protection and easy-to-use wax. Hybrid ceramic spray detailer. For the in-betweens, you know, boosts maintenance, removes the dust and the fingerprints and the bird droppings and the weird little insect droppings. This year, they've expanded to include new hybrid ceramic wash and wax bright orange bottle, unique two-liquid system together in one bucket. Meguiar's has a hybrid ceramic solution for everyone. So, ceramic, it's made easy with our good friends over at Meguiar's. Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on the choice. We've got it on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Matt the Motorator DeAndrea over there.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. It's good. I went and popped over and saw Sean working on the car.
Mm-hmm.
We got some pictures. We can talk about that.
Yeah. He's tired of me asking when he's going to get the clear coat on the goddamn car. Every day I go over there, when's this thing getting clear coated? So I'm dying to see it clear coated. So that's the 510 BRE, that is. Also, getting together a car to take to Monterey. And we got you driving.
To race. What car are you going to race in Monterey? Because I was thinking road trips the other day, and I was thinking... man, all the things on the plate, you know. So what car are you thinking of racing?
Well, I think that Newman Freeman Porsche that he drove at Sebring in 77. As far as I know about that car, That car, it's funny. It's kind of interesting. The 935 is one of the most raced Porsches ever. But that car is got to be up there in the top five of most raced Porsches ever. Not nearly the success and not nearly the history. But when you take a deep dive into that car, it got raced a ton. I think it, I was reading up on it the other day because I was, so, you know, what you do when you get ready to go to Monterey is you start looking through the, you know, first things first, you have to pick the kind of era that you want the car to live in and represent. And then you have to kind of dutifully try to get it to that, you know, sort of. What ends up happening is, especially with the Porsches and the platform, because you don't have that with, I mean, you have that to some degree with Z cars and 510s. Sometimes they go with a wider body or something like that, but
anything that has a long racing life has had multiple liveries or bodywork. Obviously, the extreme example is your 935. Do you keep it as Hawaiian Tropic or do you make it Apple Computer? Like, you pick that era that is most significant.
Yeah, or the really cool livery with Ray Hall where it won Daytona with Brian Redman and I think one other driver. Name escapes me. But which was a really cool, like, blue with gold kind of livery and red, you know, looked
That's
pretty cool.
That's the third die-cast version of that car?
I don't know that there's a die-cast.
I thought we saw a model or something.
Oh, maybe there is a die-cast. Maybe Max Zapata can find it. It would be, I think, the 81 overall Daytona 24-hour win, that car, which is a good-looking. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Chris, that was some of your best internet work.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty proud of it.
Normally, you just pull up a Lamborghini Tractor and we go, no, that didn't win Daytona, Chris. It's a Tractor. But this is POW.
Let's end it on this.
That's a good one. Yeah, and that's a cool-looking car, for sure. Another die-cast.
It's full.
Now order it, Chris, while you're there.
It's the full K3 Kramer, you know, big bodied 935 next evolution kind of thing. And it's sponsored by, I guess, Red Roof Inns and whatever. Yeah, circle that.
That's
Chris.
That's the guy that everybody liked died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The red
Roof. Yeah, Jim Truman.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So Mike always says, August always says, if we make that Willie T story on the Showtime, that I need to play Jim Truman.
Oh, Jim Truman.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. So
Mike's probably already on the phone.
I think I
make that happen.
I could do a good Jim Truman because no one knows what Jim Truman acted like. So
yeah.
I think I could pull him off.
Yeah.
I couldn't do like Truman Capote, but I could do Jim,
right.
Jim Truman. So, anywho, what I do, and you know, you guys can chime in, tell me if it makes sense or not. So that car, that 911 that Newman Freeman drove, I guess Freeman kept it out here. I guess Bill Freeman was a local guy, a California guy, kind of home track was Laguna Seca, raced that car. Newman would come out, and of course, you know, it was Paul Newman, so he was like, I'll bring it out to Willow Springs and you can get a little seat time in it. And in the dock, you show him kind of hanging out at Willow Springs with what I assume is that car. I'm pretty sure it's that car. And then later on, he sold it to like Bullwinkle Racing. And I'm not sure, because you have to go to racingsportscars.com, Chris, I think. But that thing ran at, like, Sebring, like, five times and, like, maybe Daytona five times. Like, it's got a lot of it ran for, like, 22 years. It even ran, as I was reading about it, or actually, I think, Chris, I was reading the description at the auction when it was sold.
When it was had Mecum.
When it
I
was
believe.
Orange, yeah. I even red, I believe it ran as a turbo car for a while. That 935 ran as a 934 in one Sebring, I think outright, or overall is a maybe a single turbo car. Like they just changed everything all the time. But all right, so the point is you must then pick an era, and that shall be what the car
right.
what you stick to. So to me, Scott Newman's name on it, Newman Freeman. Sebring's a race. It didn't do well at Sebring, but that's kind of the big race that Newman drove it in.
Right, of course. And in your collection, it makes the most sense to have it as the Newman car.
Right. So then what you have to do is you have to go back and you have to take a look at the old pictures and see where the stickers were and see how the face, you know, the front air dam was. And we did the rear tail and
mirrors
and
exhaust sometimes makes an issue.
Yeah. I think exhaust in that car is probably not period correct, but I'm not sure if we got time to change it. I don't even know that we have,
but that's a little less of an issue because that's just coming out the back. It's not like it's coming out, you know, a rocker panel on the side or, you know.
Yeah, but there's also things like the interior gets updated and it's missing all the old fuses and stuff that were on the dash and stuff. And I don't know, I'm an interior guy. Like I really like those interiors to look how they look. So we had Sean, you know, started to fab up a piece of aluminum for the dash, and you know, we're going to drill some holes in it and put the old school breakers in there,
right?
Fuses in there, and try to get the interior to look kind of period correct and authentic as well.
Yeah, and it's a cool car. It looks good. You know, also when you think about. You know, we've mentioned this before. When you think about racing it in Monterey, what run group is it going to be in? What's the timing of those run groups? Who else is going to be in that run group? And you've brought this up before. Like, it's fun to be in a big run group, but, you know, it's not fun to be the slowest car in a big run group.
Right.
It just feels a little overwhelming. You're getting lapped, and you kind of feel more like you're in someone's way as opposed to, you know, going out there and trying to you know, do your best in that particular, you know, mid-pack is good, upper mid-pack is good. And I think it's also a little intimidating to be, like, the fastest in the run group could be if it's big and there's, you know.
Well, I think this car should be a sort of mid-packer in that run group. Let's see. It says, it says, you know, driven by Newman in 12 hours of Sebring in March 19th, 1977.
Now the car is a 74?
I guess, yeah.
I believe it's a 74 911S, even though it looks like an RSR.
Yeah, then it went to Bullwinkle Racing, which was quite prominent. And then you can scroll down, Chris, but I think it got into how many times it ran a lot of those races. Let's see. Yeah, the car ran continually for 22 years. It's a long
run on a
chassis. And I think it said it ran some how many times it may have run at Sebring or Daytona. So it ran at go back down. It ran at Daytona. Go back up. Sorry, Chris. It ran at mostly Laguna Seca, 12 hours of Sebring. I can't remember where it says Daytona. Maybe Daytona's up. Oh, a little there. Yeah, it ran 1977, 24 hours of Daytona. Oh, with Newman? Did Newman drive it?
No, I think it said it was supposed to. It was entered, but something happened.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what how memory serves. But it ran a lot of races for 22 years. Like I said, I don't know that many 911s that have more more race miles on them.
From 75 to 87 is what it says it ran for.
It's a lot of race miles.
Yeah. It seems like you'd be... It's tough to stay competitive on an antiquated chassis and other things for 22 years. We got a guy
doing some work up on the roof. That's fine.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to keep going.
If he's going to fall through the ceiling, I don't know. We'll see how long he's going to go.
What's a guy doing? Running cable?
Internet? We're getting fiber internet installed here too, because...
It's a big job.
Getting an upgrade.
I guess so. I saw that guy show up with his bucket truck and everything. Basically, his lift out there.
So that guy's going to town. Also, Chris, if you go, I was laughing with Matt because I went to the RM website. Now's the time of season. Now's the time to check what's going on at Monterey, because what happens is they keep adding cars. They don't keep adding cars. What'll happen is they're slowly adding cars to Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
And some have a consign now, and then some auctions have, check out the inventory. And when you check it out, you give it a couple days, and you pop back, and you go, oh, they added three more cars on, because they're just sort of adding them now. And so it's fun. Check back and, oh, they got a cool 914-6 race car on there. That'll be fun. See what that thing goes for. Now, Chris, what we're looking at is not what I was looking at. I'm not – you're doing auction info. I think you need available lots is where you hit that – hit it. So I was saying to Matt over the phone, you can scroll down. And you can see how I was fooled because
look at that.
It's got a 917-30 that is beautiful. I think it's the diehard or Audi. It's not the diehard, it's the Audi. The one of the coolest Porsches ever made, the 917-30, like arguably the fastest race car ever made. And then I read no reserve, and I was like,
how is this no reserve?
No reserve. This could be a $35 million car. Yeah. No reserve. Oh, this is going to be epic. And then I read next to it had the word junior.
Yeah, it's a go-kart.
It's a go-kart.
It's a go-kart. It's the best photographed go-kart on the planet.
But look at that picture. I couldn't be blamed for that.
Tell me, Chris, a second ago you thought that was a full-size car.
I did. I still think it is.
Well, it is for you.
It's the Sunoco 917-30 Can-Am car. And I don't know, Max Zapata.
Look how nice they shot that thing.
That would have... By the way, this car would have been worth more than any house I grew up in. And I don't mean the car. I mean the go-kart version.
There it is with the big car.
Yeah. Or a big
a
car.
A big car.
Yeah. It is a sweet, sweet... I mean, some kid, if you get hold of this... I mean, first off, what's this thing going for? 40, 55 grand?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going for 13 grand.
No.
I don't know. What is the power plant, Briggs & Stratton?
There wasn't any specs on it, but I don't know. I mean, maybe
no description yet. It'll show up. The question, Max Zapata, is what has a 917-30 sold for? Because I've not seen one of these things sell. I don't think these cars have Le Mans history.
I don't know.
I don't, but look into it. All right. So we'll see what one of those cars goes for.
I found one listing, Amelia Island 2016, and it is that car. It's
the Sunoco one.
I believe
it. Yeah, it was actually, it crossed in 2012, Amelia Island for 4.4, but that article was from 2016.
Well, I found one... that it went back up at 2016. The high bid was 2.8. It did not sell. The estimate was 5 to 7 million. That was according to Hammer Price.
I wonder if that car probably didn't have a ton of history, or maybe it did. I don't know. It seems a little inexpensive for that car. I feel like those cars are going to feel like those cars have moved up pretty fast these days.
Yeah, and I think this is before they were kind of like linking to the, you know, to the descriptions of the car. So I don't know where it is, but you can probably check Gooding 2016, Chris, see if they had a listing for that car in 2016 in Gooding. If not, it would have been a no sale, so you're probably not going to get a lot of follow-up articles on.
And I don't think those cars ran at Le Mans.
Yeah,
Max Pata can look and see if those things ran at Le Mans, but I don't think they did. Although they do run, they did run a lot of open cockpit cars, you know, back in the day. But I still never
this was
saw
73.
All right, so you're driving the Ram TRX. I saw
driving the Ram TRX. This was, you know, we knew this was coming for a long time. This is Ram's answer to the Ford Raptor.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the TRX being T-Rex, which is them having fun with this. A little Easter egg, when you open the hood, there's a plastic engine cover, and when you lift it, there's a T-Rex eating a Raptor that they hid in there. They just shoved a Hellcat engine to a Ram and gave it a crazy off-road suspension. And I mean, it's ridiculous and it's silly and nobody needs it, but everybody wants it. It's a lot of fun. 710 horsepower. The truck that size, you saw probably when you rolled in, 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds.
Wow.
And it just goes like a beast off-road. It's just absolutely fantastic. But the interior is gorgeous. It's got leather and suede, and the big touchscreen that's in there, which does have a feature that I do like, is it does a split screen when you plug in your Apple iPhone. You don't have to toggle between like your iPhone and your Sirius XM. It just moves Sirius XM down with all of its function, and then has the CarPlay up at the top. It's awesome. It's a beast. I've been averaging 5.6 miles per gallon, but you know, I'm putting my foot into it a bit. I would imagine, like, you know, you know, like talking with Goldberg, who has one, he's got, you know, a couple hundred acres, he's got a half a mile or more of dirt road just from his house to his gate. You know, he's always on the property. He can have fun with a vehicle like that. It's a little tougher in LA to have fun with it, but when you just compare it to the other like super SUVs, it's just a weird big version of that, which is also kind of fun. But I'm afraid to take it into a parking garage because this one's outfitted with the light bar and the lights sticking above it. It's got a little bit of that Fall Guy look.
Yeah.
You know, with the light. It doesn't have the old school KCs, but it's got like five LEDs up there. But I first saw it with the bar, because he had the roll bar, the double roll bar, I guess.
Goldberg?
Fall Guy.
Oh, Fall Guy, sorry.
Right, he had the roll bar with the KC lights or whatever up there. I mean, they delivered this thing with the modern day version of the bar with the lights. I was like, ooh, Fall Guy truck.
Well, not only was Fall Guy Lee Majors, the pinnacle of Lee Majors' career, but he sung the theme.
Oh, that's right. Did
you know that?
I knew it because you had mentioned it before.
And he jumped the truck up onto like Mulholland. And if you find the theme, Maxipata, to the Fall Guy, he's references boning Farrah Fawcett in it.
Why wouldn't you?
I would not leave that out of any song.
Any song.
Even Happy Birthday for my son. So, the great Lee Majors, here it is. We'll play for
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
Maybe it's the kind
I've never
of kiss and
been
tell.
With anything less than a nine. So fine, I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star.
the unknown stud man.
Yeah,
except, says it all.
Except he's shagging all the famous chicks that he's not bragging about.
Old ladies, plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for bay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hey.
Hey, hey,
I'm hey, up an open drawbridge.
You might want to cover this
song. You might want to cover this song.
Because I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
Yeah.
All right, we got the extended dance version of this song. He's doing That's a lot right. of name dropping.
I know. He makes Eastwood look so fine. He's the stunt double for Clint Eastwood. He dropped that, too.
Yeah, he references Farrah Fawcett, Bo Derek, Sally Field, Jacqueline Smith, Cheryl Ladd, Cheryl Teagues, Raquel Welch, Robert Redford, Clint Eastwood, and Burt Reynolds in it.
Nice. Yeah. When we... Sonny was like, when we go to Monterey, what stupid movies are we watching? And I was like, I got to think about this.
That's why we're going to end up binge watching Fall Guy.
But, and we watched, I mean, we've watched some Fast and Furious. We've definitely watched.
Have you watched Rush in Monterey?
We have, nah, that may be too good. I think we did watch, we watched Youngblood, the hockey
we
movie.
We did watch, yeah, that was in Europe.
That was that in Europe?
Chester.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm thinking about it. I think we need to watch, speaking of Burt Reynolds.
We've watched Gone in 60 Seconds because it was just on.
Yeah, but the Burt Reynolds stuntman movie.
Stick.
Hooper.
Oh, what was the other one?
Stick was, he was a cop,
That's
you know,
right.
on the edge. No, he was like a detective.
Was he a con man? Which one was the con man?
Gator? I don't know.
It wasn't Stick.
The point is Chris, you've never seen Hooper.
The fat guy was Chucky?
I've never seen Hooper. And you might be thinking of Fuzz.
Who's thinking of Fuzz, Matt? Yeah.
I don't know.
Hooper. Got to watch Hooper. Have you ever seen Hooper?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, wait. Find the trailer to Hooper. Hooper's awesome. Brian Dennehy's in it. Jan Michael Vinson in his prime. Oh, man. Rocket Car. Rocket Car jump over a bridge.
Jan Michael Vinson.
Oh, Hooper. Yeah, I mean, that must...
Burt Reynolds is Hooper, and Hooper is a real hero. He can take more crashes.
Oh, jeez!
Yeah.
More fire.
Ah! Hello, gorgeous.
More love.
More love.
More hits. He can take more risks and have more fun than anyone can imagine. This is Hooper, the story of the greatest stuntman of them all and his competition.
Wait a year and a half to meet you.
That's right.
How's that?
I have seen this.
I get to perform with Sonny Hooper. Oh, hell, that ain't no big deal. I mean,
I forgot his name was Sonny.
Jan Michael Vincent. Sally Field.
I'm yours.
Brian Keith.
Oh, Brian
James
Keith.
Bent,
yeah, not Brian Denny.
Robert Klein. And Terry Bradshaw. In Hooper's world, talk is cheap. And life is cheaper.
We may be in trouble.
A stunt is a gag, and a gag is no laughing matter.
Building falls on you, crushes you, fade out the end.
Great, Roger.
Of course, we'll have a dozen cameras going.
And when the director yells,
action, go, 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 I'm gonna hit it.
Yeah.
Action.
Oh, we're going to watch the shit out of this. That's the greatest movie ever made.
How could it not be? Look
Hooper's
at it.
Hooper's in a dangerous business, but his reward is excitement, adventure, and a fortune if he lives to collect it.
Oh, yeah. Just steal smokestacks.
Is Hooper.
Stag.
The greatest stuntman.
Look at that.
Live.
I love stuntmen.
Hooper, the newest movie from the team that brought you Smokey and the Bandit.
That's right. Hal Needham, man.
Wow. How we haven't watched this yet? His name is Sonny.
I know. Sonny's going to have to watch it. He's not going to want to watch it. He likes The Godfather and all these boring movies.
Yeah, well, there's a Sonny in that one, too.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, let me hit J.B. Weld. DIYers and pros have trusted J.B. Weld for 50 years plus for projects big and small. Home and garage, it's the world's strongest bond. We love J.B. Weld. We're proud to have him as a sponsor. I know the owner personally. Good guys who Make a hell of a product, by the way. And you can use it on metal, wood, plastics, glass, ceramics. I use it to fix Sonny's tennis shoes. Stromer uses it to fix his tile saw. Keep it in your kitchen drawer, your craft supply, and you can get JB Weld just about everywhere. Also, Herculiner, they just acquired. It's the original DIY truck bed liner. It's the world's strongest truck bed liner, right, Matt?
Yeah. You know, JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA.
All right. So Raptor and the TRX.
But Ford just announced their Maverick. We're bringing back the mini truck.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be very nostalgic for you. Mm. They don't have a long bed standard cab version.
Yeah, that's what I used to have.
With no way to lean your seat back and
recline on a bench.
You can't.
My grandpa used to say. Yeah. Yeah. How small is this mini truck?
So it is 10 inches shorter than the current Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I guess the Ranger is about the size of my F-150 from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. They're doing a good job in packing a bunch of features into a small vehicle. And I guess this is pretty much like Ford's entry-level vehicle. Mm-hmm. It starts at $19,995, so at $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting into this thing. Now, the base model is front-wheel drive with a hybrid powertrain and gets 37 miles combined and 40 in the city.
Wow.
And on the battery and a tank of fuel, it'll get up to 500 miles before you need to refuel. So
that's a nice little truck for kids starting a business, you know, or something like that. It's kind of nice.
It's actually more capable than we think. So it's a unibody frame, but it's largely based off of the Escape and the Bronco Sport. And the Bronco Sport is pretty good off-road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can get an all-wheel drive version of this. So you can get front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the hybrid, or you can get a 2-liter EcoBoost turbo four-cylinder, which is like 250 horsepower, I believe. The hybrid will tow 2,000 pounds. And the EcoBoost will tow 4,000 pounds. But now you're talking about like a couple of jet skis would be fine behind the EcoBoost. Behind the hybrid. But the 4,000 pounds, that's a, I don't know, 21-foot boat, maybe a 23-foot camper.
That's most race cars.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I'd go up the grapevine with it, but you want to pull it around town, and especially if you're bringing a car from one shop to the other or showing it someplace. It's pretty good.
My only beef is they named it after the worst car they ever created, which is the Ford Maverick.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying, what's the next thing? The Pinto? Like, are they going to do the Pinto?
Yeah.
I'm not sure why they went with Maverick, but...
And obviously, Maverick wasn't a truck. It was just a really bad 70s car.
Yeah.
Yeah. The here's an interesting thought, Max Zapata. I'll put it to Matt, too. Overall length of the new mini truck Maverick.
Yeah.
Do we think it is shorter or longer than the original Ranger?
That's a good question. Now, I have a graphic.
Well, especially, I'll say Ranger long bed. See if it, because that was the first.
I still think it's bigger. I think it's bigger than any of the mini trucks from
your.
Yes, like when we think of mini trucks,
Well, the Maverick, the Ranger was not really a mini truck when it came out in some configurations. I mean, it was, but in some regards, but in others, it wasn't. Like I was driving around Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, like mini truck. When the Ranger came out, it had like the crew cab, or it had the extendo cab in it with the weird side jump seats. I think you could get a long bed. Like it was clearly bigger than the shit boxes I was pulling up onto the job site with.
Yeah. And I can't seem to find, I'm going to see if I can find it, but there's a graphic that they created that has, sort of the difference between this and how it scales up against this, the Ranger, the F-150, the Super Duty. You know, so I think like the Nissan and the Mazda trucks are still smaller.
Is Mazda currently doesn't make a pickup truck, do they?
Oh, I don't think they do.
They had a little.
The only small truck out there right now is, well, it's not even small. We have a Ranger, we have like a Honda Ridgeline, a Colorado, but Hyundai is coming out with a unibody small truck, like a Subaru Brat type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. But this is Ford's answer to it.
Mazda had a rotary mini truck
at
the very beginning that people would hot rod. You probably missed the whole mini truck craze out here.
Well, when I drove out here, my friend Adam and I drove out here in his Nissan mini truck.
But people were souping them up and slamming them.
Yeah.
And they're basically, there was a craze where they took Datsun mini trucks and essentially turned them into 510s that you would run on Mulholland. Like they're putting the mini light wheels on them
double
just side draft levers and
canyon carvers out of them.
Yeah, they're making little race cars.
Just slammed to the ground.
Probably. Yeah, never really got it.
No,
the new Maverick is about 6 inches longer than the 1990 Ranger.
I think it had to be because it's a four-door. It's only available in the four-door crew cab. And it has, I don't know, four-point-something bed. It's like 4.8 long and 4 wide.
But is it longer than the Ranger long bed? That's the real question.
Yeah, from the long bed from back in the day? I don't know.
So, so back to the 9/11. So the idea is to just look at as many old pictures as you can look at, see what decals are missing. There's a few, like, CB light decals and stuff like that. And this try to...
The windshield banner we've got to do, I think it says Newman Freeman. I think we found it. It never really said that.
It just said Bill Freeman.
It just said Bill Freeman.
Yeah, probably do that. It's another thing that you'll start to find. Like, you'll start to find that maybe Newman's name was last on the door.
Yeah.
Which it is on this car as well. So they stayed authentic to that. But what I mean is like, there are just times when, because Newman's Newman and they restore the car, then they put Newman's name at the top of the door and the other driver's underneath it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little finessing that goes on because of the Newman name. Yeah, the banner on the windshield says Newman Freeman Racing. It said Bill Freeman Bill Freeman Racing.
Did they have the other Beverly Hills Porsche? Did Newman drive that? I wonder if that had, I think it was a red car. Was it the red one?
Yeah, there was a red one.
I wonder if they made a Newman Freeman banner for that car, and that's where the idea probably, you know, where they were trying to get like a little bit of approval. Like, well, maybe on the other car he did that. I don't remember on the new car,
on
the red car.
I think it's kind of hard to tell because you'd have to see pictures from back
we'd have
in the day.
Find that. Let me tell you guys about Geico. You can own your home or you rent your home. And either way, we know it can be a lot of hard work. But you know what's easy? It's bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And we know that's a good thing because you already have a lot to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All right. So, and we'll see. I imagine the run groups at Monterey will remain the same. They always remain the same with the same sort of years and the same days and stuff. Sometimes they'll add a specialty run group. We're trying to figure out IMSA may have been the mark or something. Maybe we'll have a special thing. Sometimes they'll do a thing.
Have we heard if they're going to do the full 550 cars? Like there's 550 entries I think they capped it at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a chance they're going to say, no, we got to do 350 or 400?
I don't know. There's always a chance. I think it's back on. Also, turns out outdoors is the best place you can be for COVID.
I know.
So we should have. I was fucking screaming about this last year. Like, we're in the middle of a giant parking lot with the wind blowing. This is the best place you could be.
Yeah.
But they still fucking canceled the shit. There's no indoors at Monterey. I mean, at the track.
Yeah.
Could have left that fucking race.
Pebble, the quail. Like,
right.
There's so much outdoor anyway. So, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting thought. I think even when we are there and it's at capacity of, I don't know, 70, 80,000 people, that's over the course of a few days. So, it still seems open enough. And it's often kind of breezy out there anyway. You know, there's a lot.
It's not good virus country. Like, it's always sun is shining. It's always got a little wind going. And usually really nice. Everything just kind of burns off. It's always a little weird and gloomy during that early morning driver's meeting.
Yeah.
They say it's mandatory.
Those guys out there running laps with their wooden wheels
early
in the morning.
Yeah.
It's funny because they don't look like they're going fast, but you realize the sensation of speed, just, you know, scarf on your head and goggles and feeling everything, you know, through the
wheels. I always tell everyone, you know, get in a shopping cart and go down a hill.
Yeah.
You won't go faster than 14 miles an hour.
But you'll scare the shit out of you.
Scare the shit out of yourself. Yeah. Or fly a commercial jet liner at 575. You have a drink.
Yeah.
Have your hummus box. It's not going to feel, it doesn't feel like anything. It's the sensation of it. Yeah, I wonder, Chris, if there's any info. Is it going to be wide open Monterey this year? Is it going to be full capacity? Are they limiting ticket sales? Are they doing something? Well, we can figure it out.
Yeah, let me tell you guys about Dodge real quick. Dodge has officially opened orders of the 2021 Durango SRT Hellcat. I've driven this thing. It is crazy fast. 0-60, 3.5 seconds. It's exclusive for 2021. It features the 710 horsepower engine. It's got this new aggressive styling. It's kind of based off of the Charger wide body that you'll see. And it's got the new infotainment system that Uconnect 5, which is really good. All buyers will receive a full day of pro instruction at the Radford Racing School. And as you guys know, Dodge is ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first U.S. brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com to schedule a test drive.
All right. Golden Colorado Buffalo Rose coming up. That is June 18th, 19th. And Matt's going to beat Barrett Jackson.
Yeah.
I think for that in Vegas, right? I'll be in Colorado working. You'll be hanging around.
We will be there, but we're having a come drink with us at the Bravago Bar, Goldberg and I, Friday at 3 and Saturday at 3.
So go on out and have a Bravago. Also, you can go to AdamCarolla.com. There's going to be live shows all over the damn country. What do you got, man?
Other than Barrett Jackson, we'll be out there. Just follow me at Motorator, and we'll keep you updated.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Hey movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.